After a comfortable season, Lent can feel a little abrupt, like we've been driven to sacrifice and reflection when we were comfortable where we were. After feeling like spiritually we knew what to expect, how to navigate the world around us, Lent can feel like an imposition. We begin this Lenten journey in much the way that Jesus did, being called from affirmation and accolades to go to the desert and to know God more fully. After being baptized and being called the beloved Son of God, Jesus is driven to the wilderness. Not a meander or a mosey, not a running to it as fast as he can go, but the Spirit drives him into the wilderness. The Greek makes it clear that this is a period of trial, of test, and of temptation. Isn't that how it is for us as well? We often find ourselves in times of testing after everything's gone along pretty smoothly for a while. This is not a coincidence. It's important to say a word about who we're calling the devil here. In Hebrew, the word is ha-satan, which means adversary. We hear this in the book of Job. The adversary who speaks to God about testing Job. In Greek, the word is diabolos, which refers to the one who comes to give the test. So, after 40 days in the wilderness, the adversary is tempting and testing Jesus in preparation for ministry. I wonder if that rings true for any of us. How do you do on your testing? Throughout the Bible, we hear about the wilderness as a place where people prepare for what comes next. We have Noah and Moses, Elijah, and the whole of the Israelites who either for 40 days or 40 years have preparation for what comes next. We think of the rainbow in the covenant with Noah, the Ten Commandments with Moses, a new commission from God with Elijah, and with the Israelites, the promised land. So Jesus has been in the desert for 40 days, fasting and praying, anticipating the test. And here it comes. First, temptation that appeals to his physical needs. Hunger. If you are so hungry, just turn those stones into bread. Otherwise known as the, do you really need that test? Jesus replies, man does not live by bread alone. If you're wondering where that comes from, Deuteronomy 8:3, next time you're in that portion of the Bible, God taking care of the Israelites in the desert, God taking care of Jesus in the wilderness, God taking care of us as well. In us, I think that voice sounds a little bit like, a little bit more wouldn't hurt. You could have a little bit more. The voice of temptation sounds in our ears. The second temptation, an interesting thing happens. The adversary, Satan, uses scripture. We hear the devil say, since you're God's son, just jump now that you're at the top of the temple. And he uses Psalm 91. He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you. You won't even stub your toe on a stone. This temptation to test God clothed in acceptability. This illustrates one of our vital understandings about Scripture. We can use it to bless, or we can use it to curse. We come from a long tradition of those who have used Scripture well and who have used Scripture poorly. We've used Scriptures to draw people outside of the circle as well as to draw people inside of the circle. We've had to repent of drawing out slaves and out women, out Jews and out Samaritans. We today have to think, where have we drawn the circle in ways that God did not intend? Will God take care of us? Yes. God has always taken care of God's people. And lastly, Jesus is shown all the kingdoms and the powers of the world. The adversary offered all that he had. But Jesus was on to him again. From Deuteronomy, Jesus recalled one of the most important truths. Our children talked about it just this morning. Worship the Lord your God only. Worship God with your mind and your soul and your strength. After these three exchanges, Jesus aced the test. The adversary is sent away, and he's ministered to by the angels. We often talk about temptation in Lent, but temptation is not just about sex and chocolate. In fact, sometimes I think we talk about sex and chocolate to avoid talking about indifference and control and greed. What are your temptations this day? Jesus was tempted by the possibility of not revealing himself as the Son of God. Tempted by the powers of the world. Tempted to use God's power for his own gain. I found myself wondering if sometimes we are tempted to avoid conversations that are hard and uncomfortable. If we're tempted to fall back on the known answers instead of working hard to discover the new thing that God is doing among us. We are tempted to revise the truth to what we wish that it was instead of what it actually is. So how is it that Jesus overcomes these temptations? He turns again and again to Scripture. Deuteronomy was the source for all three of those refutations. But I need to point out that Jesus didn't ask the devil to hold on at each one. He didn't have to say, I'm going to take out my phone and look up where that scripture is and exactly what it says. Just hold on there 1 minute. Jesus knew the book, or at that point the scroll of Deuteronomy, so intimately that it formed the basis of his prayers. Scripture was what he prayed. Now it'd be easy this Lent for us to say, I'm going to call you all to pray. In fact, most of us would nod along and say, that's something I do most days. But I'm not going to let us off the hook quite that easily. Jesus prayed with Scripture. Each of those temptations might well have overwhelmed someone else. Each of those temptations could have been the end of the test. But each one, Jesus responded with Scripture. Where are you praying with Scripture? It could be it's something you've never done before. Now I'm going to say the obvious. In order to pray with Scripture, we need to know some Scripture. Of course, we're all invited to take out our Bibles and read wherever God moves us. But I also want to offer you this morning a gift. There are two tables out here in front of the chancel. Each one has on it little sheets of paper that have verses of Scripture. I want to invite you as you come for communion this morning to pick one up. Receive it as a gift of prayer for the week. Read the Scripture each day. Let it shape your prayers. If it's a verse of joy, then pray joy this week. If you're feeling the joy already, then give thanks to God for that. If you're not feeling joy whatsoever, pray for God to give you insight in the midst of the storm. If it's a prayer of hope, then pray hope for yourself and for others. If it's a verse of crying out against the darkness of life, then let that be your prayer for yourself and for others. Let your heart be open to how God might be using you to pray both for those you know and those you have no idea what their needs might be. For me, I started out writing down different verses of Scripture and praying for people I thought of as I wrote out that verse. This verse here from Psalm 32 that Dave read for us just a little bit ago was one of those. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Who in your life is in need of learning from God? Maybe it's you. Or maybe it's your nephew who doesn't ever seem to find his way in life exactly. As you pray, maybe you recall teachers who've shown you along the way. Pray blessings upon them. Or maybe you think of today's teachers who could use a little extra encouragement as they teach our children the way of God. Let the words of the Bible show you God's heart for yourself and for others. This kind of prayer draws us closer to God's way. On Ash Wednesday, I shared that God teaches us this private kind of prayer to live and walk a life of piety. And all throughout Lent, we'll talk about different ways that we can live out that kind of prayer. But this morning, I'm asking you to step outside of your comfort zone. Perhaps pray in a way you've never prayed before. To take home a little slip of paper, tuck it in your pocket, make sure it goes home with you, and use it in your prayers all week. Let the words soak into you. Pray it for yourself and for others. And then, let God work. Let God, who already has something in store for you, let it play out in your life. Let God, who ministered to Jesus after the temptation and the test, minister also to you. May this be the gift you receive this week. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.